Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what's good? We having some technical difficulties right now, but it's your boy Hollywood and Ms. Judy and oh, God.
And the R&B chief.
Yo, let's do this one more time. Let's start from the top. Let's go, Vanilla.
Let's let Judy go first today.
Oh, yeah. Judy. Oh, now she don't want to talk. All right, so look, Judy, I don't want to hear nothing in a few minutes about how you didn't go first, but what's good, Josh? Hollywood and Friends, Sunday dinner crew, even though it's noon right now, it's hot as hell out here in the summertime.
Yes, sir.
What's good, though, Vanilla? How you holding up in this heat?
I'm good, man. I'm in an AC in an AC space right now, so we're good.
right.
With the heat right now, but it is crazy out there.
Definitely is. People wanted it though. We had the longest winter in the world, it seems. So now it's dead summer. Today is actually the first day of summer too. So it's only fitting that it's like a million degrees outside. But craziness. How was your weekend, though?
It was good. I spent some time with my little brother. So that was good. Actually, I just got in, like, what? I probably got home, like, 5 o'clock in the morning this morning. That's what I went.
Wow.
I'm going to go.
Dang, that's crazy.
And how old is your little brother that you was out till 5 o'clock in the morning?
He's 12.
12?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
12? Jesus Christ. Yeah, so, little kids, like, kids can really play games all day. I didn't realize
how much
you can
play. And shout out to the fathers today. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yeah, Father's Day, man.
The real fathers, yeah. Not the ones that just went and picked up their kids today to take some Instagram pictures.
And put them down. Look,
and put
their kids
down.
Today and put them down.
We're talking about the real fathers who really in their kids' lives, teaching them things, values, not just buying them gifts every so often. But I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of felt bad a little earlier because I posted this post on Facebook and I said, like, shout out to all the true fathers. Not just the ones who really in their kids' life, teaching them like morals, values, and stuff. But then I was kind of feeling bad, like are we hard on dads? Like, cause I don't see anybody posting any like real moms on Mother's Day,
right?
Or is it just because it's known? It's more popular that the dads are more deadbeat-ish, I guess, than the moms.
No, because there's a lot of deadbeat bitches out there. No, because there's a lot of deadbeat moms out there. But it's just that, I guess, because moms are always praised more because we put up with more, you know, carrying the baby, giving birth to the baby, feeding the baby, everything like that. I mean, dads do that too, but we go through more. Y'all have fun while y'all making the baby. We got to deal with everything else.
Hold on. Hold on. You just said we have fun while making the baby.
Yes.
Do I not have fun while making the baby?
Right.
I mean, we have fun while we're making the baby, too. But we're not having fun when we're throwing up. We're not having fun when we're giving birth.
Okay.
We're not having fun when we're going
on.
Through the contractions. And how about when the baby is kicking the shit out of us?
Okay, but how about when y'all are throwing up, who got to clean it?
How about when you give birth to the baby and your titties is hard as rocks?
Okay,
I mean, and you're just leaking everywhere from your titties. You're just leaking, and you don't even know. You're walking down the street with two wet spots on your chest. You don't even know. This is why we get praised the most.
That's painful for us because we used to have to. That was our spot before, and now we can't even go to that no more.
Right.
What exactly are you guys doing besides nothing? Please tell me.
Let me explain this to you, right? I don't understand how a lot of guys are, but for the most part, when a woman is pregnant, a guy's role is to be there and be pregnant with her. You're not supposed to be a woman going through a pregnancy alone. If you need
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you guys, you have a choice to be there. We don't, because the baby is in us.
No, you got a choice too.
Not if the baby is on me, in me.
I mean, it's fun for that, but, you know, y'all got a choice as well.
So anyway, we get praised the most because we go through the most. Period.
So we're not just extra hard on dads.
No, it's not about that.
Alright, well, happy.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
You don't agree.
Well, I'm sorry. You don't have to agree all the time with the things that I say. Because I usually don't agree with half the shit you say.
I usually don't. Don't agree anyway, so.
Sometimes I wish you could just sing and shut up, because I don't want to hear anything else that comes out your mouth. I just want to hear you sing. That's it.
Oh, man.
Just sing and shut up. Yo, speaking of Father's Day, though, there's a line of Hallmark cards that Hallmark just released. It's Father's Day cards for mothers. On the front cover, it say, "For you, Mom, on Father's Day."
See, that's the bullshit that we don't need right now.
Why is that bullshit?
Hold on. So don't tell me, Judy, that you're one of those that you want the Happy Father's Day for being a mother and a father.
Why not? Why don't I deserve that?
I can't front.
You don't. Listen, hold on. If he doesn't even know, like, everybody's situation is different.
You're right.
And you know my situation. He doesn't know my situation because I don't speak upon it. But I'm saying, why don't I deserve that?
Let me tell you what. I'm not going to say you don't deserve it. I'm going to just say why we shouldn't do it. Right?
Go ahead.
Women are not men. That's number one. And number two, I feel like that thought process, you're praising women for being both mother and father, it takes away from the fact that men are supposed to be on their shit. They're supposed to be playing their role. So when you say, okay, you know, Happy Father's Day to me, or Happy Father's Day to you mothers out there, it kind of makes it okay for a woman to raise her kids by herself. It's not okay. That's not okay.
I can't say
what if the woman doesn't have any control over the situation? What if she's
forced to take care of
a child by herself?
No, a lot of women.
Then what?
Over a man, period. But another person, as y'all, we don't have control over y'all. But at the end of the day, like I said, when women give that Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers Happy Father's Day to all the mothers, I don't agree with that. I feel like you're doing too much. And you're making it okay.
I don't think that's doing too much.
I feel like it's for the exceptions of it. I don't think it's like take away from all the men, like, or whatever. I feel like it's for those exceptions that where the mom is the single mom or whatever. I've gotten my mom gifts for Father's Day before. I have done that.
What do you mean by exceptions, though?
Like, for the dads who aren't in the picture, the dads who walk out, the dads who unfortunately aren't here, maybe they passed away or something, I feel like there are those exceptions where the mom is forced to be the mother and the father. I don't think Happy Mother's Day to the mothers is to take away from the men in their role.
It's just some people don't have control of their situation.
For example, like he said,
you know, some mothers have to take care of their children because the father passed away or the father is not here, maybe in jail, you know, beyond her control, and that's why she has no choice but to take care of her child by herself. She has no choice but to be the mom and the dad. That's the exception, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you, but what I'm saying is, a mother won't be a father. Like, I understand that. I understand wholeheartedly, but you can't teach a girl. A mother cannot teach a girl how a man is supposed to love a woman. You cannot teach that.
Yes, I disagree.
No, let me tell you this. You can tell her, but it's a different thing. Seeing a man show you affection is a different thing to having a woman tell you what it's supposed to be like. And when you
What about if it's a son? What about if it's a son? The mother could teach the son how to be a man.
You could tell your son what to do. You could tell him what to do, but you can't show him physically what it's like to be a man. You cannot show him that. There's certain things that men do that women will never be able to do. Y'all can walk, if you walk into a barbershop with your son right now, the conversation that you have with the guys.
But you say you're going too deep into it. Nobody's saying all of that.
I'm telling you why a man and a woman, the role
Linda,
you have certain responsibilities. You walk around with your son, you're supposed to show your son how to conduct himself as a man. You could tell your son how to conduct himself, but you can't show him because you cannot walk as a man. You can't be as a man and show, like with me and my, you know, certain things that you do, like me being a big brother to my little brother, he sees me a certain way. If he was an older sister, he would see her a different way. But it's about the way you conduct yourself. You carry yourself
as
a woman,
so
you don't carry yourself the way a man would.
So what about the uncles in the picture and stuff?
Though.
Like the mom could point him in the direction of his uncles or older cousins who are males that can show him, but they are still, at the end of the day, a single mom.
No, of course, but see, that's the thing. If you have help raising your kids, then that's just help. That's what it is. And even in those cases, maybe those guys should be appreciated. Maybe those guys should be shouted out for fathering kids.
All right, Vanilla. First of all, you're not even you're digging too deep. Okay, you're digging too deep into it. Nobody's saying that you can teach. You know, just saying Happy Father's Day. We're saying Happy Father's Day to a mother who's raised her child on her own. We're not
saying she can
teach him how to be a man and all this and that. No, you're taking it too far. We're just saying for a specific holiday, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to agree. You ain't got no kids, so you don't understand. Until left alone with a child and the mother disappears on you, you will never understand the point that, you know, people are trying to...
It doesn't mean that I've never had a role in the child's life. It doesn't mean that I never went to...
I didn't say that. That's like you maybe taking care of... You may be dealing with a girl and, you know, you're raising her kid from the moment he was born and somebody says Happy Father's Day to you. Would that be wrong? Would you say I'm not a father because it's not your child?
See, it's different because I'm a man and I'm a father.
No, but I'm just saying, but that's not your kid. So at the end of the day, is that wrong?
You don't have to have a biological kid to be a father. There's a father and then there's a dad or a sperm donor. Father,
but you're still not the dad. You're not the biological father.
You're not my dad.
So father is a verb, though. That's a verb.
Wow.
Next
topic. We're not going to sit here all day talking
I'm
about
just
this.
Saying, I'm just telling you.
Happy Father's Day to me. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yo, I feel like I'm getting sick.
I want to hear what people got to say. Call in 646-716-8544. If anybody got anything to say about this, I'd be interested to hear what y'all, with, you know.
If you're on the line already, just press 1.
Happy Father's Day to me. Yes, I deserve it.
I'm going to try not to cough too much. But
I don't want that. Can you pass the lights on? Because that shit is coming over here. I'm seeing things floating in the air now. I don't know. I'm scared.
Hold on.
You was not going to ruin my Father's Day.
A message from my producer. Hold on. It says, according to reports, let's consider the origins of today's single-parent families, more than 80% of which are headed by women. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I wouldn't even think that was the case.
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
Let's consider the origins of today's single-parent families, more than 80% of which are headed by women. But then again, that's not all families. That's single-parent families.
And the report is probably not like a... it's probably a specific area or something. I don't know.
So, Judy, hold on. What? If a man chooses a kid by himself, he gets to celebrate Mother's Day?
Yes.
Wow.
No, but I think it's different because when it comes down to the father, you don't want to take that manly. No, you don't want to make them feel like a woman. Even though I do say Happy Mother's Day to people that I know that take care of their children by themselves, men, I do still say it. But, you know, it's kind of different because you don't want to take that manly, you know, role, make a nigga feel like a woman type.
That was my thoughts on the whole Father's Day card for mothers thing. I was like, I don't mind it, but I was like, if they're going to do it, they might as well do the reverse and have Mother's Day cards for dads on Mother's Day. But somebody else, it could be just like you, Ms. Judy, and said, the men probably wouldn't embrace it as much as the moms embracing. I'm a happy Father's Day to me. The men would feel, I guess, emasculated or whatever because it's supposed to be for the women. And it's like, but I guess it's a double standard. I guess.
Yeah, it's always a double standard with stuff like that when it comes down to men roll and women roll. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Moving on. Please, let's go.
It should be Mother's Day and Father's Day every day.
Listen, let me tell you something. That. No, it shouldn't. Because that's where you get the most.
The most love and attention. It's like concentrated on this one day.
Yes. Oh my God.
And then tomorrow he ain't answering his phone.
Listen.
No. Alright, so look, let's move on though to the biggest story of the week. And the craziest story is the shooting at the church in South Carolina. The Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, AME. It was the craziest thing we've seen in a while. This 21-year-old white boy,
idiot,
Dylan Roof, went into this church, sat in their Bible study in the basement for over an hour, and then opened fire, killing 9 people, including the pastor. And let's get into what
he actually killed. You know, finish.
No.
I was gonna say he actually killed 10 people because one of the daughters of the people that found out that her mother got killed had a heart attack and died.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that part. Wow.
Sure did. And there was a you know, I think there were 3 survivors, right?
I'm not sure. I know one. For sure.
There were supposed to be 3 survivors, yeah. And one was saying she played dead.
The daughter, a little girl, played dead, but one of the ladies, it was reported that he told her that he's keeping her alive so she could tell what happened there. So she could tell a story of what happened there or whatever. But I want to mention the names of the 9 people is Reverend Clementa Pickney, Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, Reverend D. Payne Middleton Doctor, is Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lance, Tawanza Sanders, Myra Thompson, and Reverend Daniel Simmons Jr. Can we just have a moment of silence for rest in peace to them? And the Reverend actually was the state senator as well. My thing is the aftermath of this, because we know it's crazy in general, but there was a picture that was released where the guy, Dylan, was being transported, and he had a bulletproof vest on or whatever. I myself was kind of taken aback by the bulletproof vest. I was kind of like, not that I'm expecting anybody to shoot him on his way being transported, but I was kind of on some, like, should there be any sympathy for somebody who just mass murdered a group of people?
Not only was he wearing a bulletproof vest, but he wasn't even cuffed.
He wasn't? I didn't even notice that in the picture.
He was not cuffed. No.
I would have to look back at that, because I find that would be kind of crazy if he wasn't cuffed either.
He wasn't cuffed.
But this church, though, to give you guys some history on it, it is probably one of the, if not the biggest, historical black churches in the United States, period. The history is crazy. It was, the first congregation was formed in 1791. The church was burnt to the ground in 1822 by people like this guy who just was
racist.
Not feeling black people, super racist. They were against people being free back then. They burnt the church down. They rebuilt this church in 1834. It was made of, like, wood, and I forget what else they said, but then it was destroyed by earthquake in 1866, which is crazy. It was rebuilt again. And during the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, it was the destination stop for many leaders, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And there's a picture here that shows Dr. King sitting in the church. It was definitely super historic, and it's said that this guy, Dylan, did his research and sought after this church. Like, he knew that this church, the history of this church, and chose it on purpose. This guy deserves, I don't even think he deserves the death penalty. I feel like that would be too easy, but he definitely deserves life and
to be tortured.
Maximum security in the whole, like, what do you guys think?
Yeah. I think that he should be tortured.
Tortured. But know what you're thinking about this whole situation.
It's a crazy situation.
I think he should be castrated.
Wow.
Right.
And tortured. I think people should put out cigarettes on his face.
I'm done.
I think he should be stoned to death.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe. Okay.
Huh?
I said medieval times. Okay.
A listener just wrote and said they want him to be somebody's bitch in jail.
Oh no! See, but this is where a lot of people get it twisted, because when he gets to jail, they're not going to do anything to him. He's going to be protected by the Aryan Nation.
Mm.
So they're going to praise him for what he
did. I do feel like he would be protected, but I still feel like, I just feel like he should suffer. And I don't mean like torture,
yeah, but
just,
unfortunately, he's not. He's not. Watch.
There was a website that was created. It's being investigated right now, but it had pictures of Dylan on this website where he's waving a Confederate flag. He's burning the American flag. In another picture, he's holding up guns, pointing guns, and he told, it's reported that he told investigators that he did this to start a race war.
Wow.
And I don't know, but he may have succeeded, at least on the internet. Because there are a lot of people that are, it is kind of like the blacks versus the whites in this situation.
Disgusting.
There was a Facebook page which disgusted me, and it's Justice for Dylan, and it had over 200 and something likes, and I would not be surprised if that is over 1,000 now, because that was like a few years ago. But it's like Justice? What?
Justice
for Dylan?
Was that
really?
His uncle that was like, if they give him the death penalty, he want to press the button?
Wow.
His own family member said that.
And speaking of family, how about this judge that I'm not so sure should be the judge residing over this case? I can't remember his name, but I'm about to look it up right now. But he basically he gave like a little speech before proceeding with the case, and he made a statement about we need to help both sides of this situation, how they are victims on both sides. Even if true in some way, the fact that the judge is saying we need to help Dylan's family as well as help the victims' families kind of threw me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, what do you mean, help?
Well, I want to know how does his family feel about what he did? Besides the uncle, the family members that he's saying to help, how do they feel about it? Do they feel like are they trying to justify his actions, or do they feel like he was wrong?
I'm not sure about that. But I feel like this guy didn't just research this behavior on the internet. I feel like somebody in his family, his whole family, you never know, may feel this
way. Be racist.
May be super racist.
Well, you know what?
I've seen
somewhere in an article, or you never know how true these things are, but I've seen that what triggered it, and what he said was that the Trayvon Martin case triggered it, and how George Zimmerman was clearly in the right, and that he didn't get treated fairly. So what he said, I guess he looked up online, he Googled black on white crimes, and that changed. I think it said that changed his life for it. So I can't remember what it said, but
he has a black friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't friends with the kid before. I'm just saying he said that he looked it up, black on white crime, and I guess that shifted his perspective. Maybe that was all plotted out. Maybe he did that because he didn't want to be seen as a racist. I don't know.
About
but the Zimmerman case was a while ago, anyway.
About the so-called black friend, though. How dumb did this guy look on the news? Like, how stupid. Like, he deserves to write stupid on his forehead and walk around for the rest of his life.
I didn't even hear what he had to say. What did he say?
He said, I don't know verbatim, but it was along the lines of he was basically defending Dylan, saying that he wasn't a racist. And honestly, I don't even remember what else he was saying. I kind of like...
somebody told me that he said something to the effect of like he feels bad for the people at the church because they weren't the initial target. They weren't like original target. It was supposed to be some kids at a college, or I think it was like some people at a college. So
I'm gonna go kill some people at a college, and then let me make a detour because I see a church over here.
No, I think
let me go in here.
And then you know what's so crazy, and this is what somebody said, and it made sense. Well, it made sense. It probably was true when they saw the little. White boy come in, they probably was like, oh, you want to come pray with us? Come on in. Everyone is welcome, And I thought about it too. Like, maybe they did invite him in to pray with them, and that's what he did to them? That's crazy.
Well, like most churches, everybody's welcome. You're not going to live in a day where you're not going to, who's thinking that something like this is going to happen? This troubled looking, because he looked troubled, come walking in. You're gonna think, he needs some inspiration. He needs help. The rise from for me, because it just kind of what were you doing? So I hear that Facebook took that page down, which is great. Our producers pointing out that there are many racists that have black friends. I'm not a racist. I don't know how racists think, but that's interesting to know that there are many racists with black friends. there are some KKK members who had black friends. Like, I don't know how you operate. Do you just, you separate a person? Like, I like you, but I hate all your people. But you cool. Is that how that works?
And does the person accept
that?
Why would somebody accept something like that, though? I like you as a person, but I hate your race.
I guess that's how racists operate, and we will never understand because we aren't racist.
Yeah, but you know what though? It's like some people who believe, and I you know, I'm pretty sure you've had conversations with some black people who might say like, you know, white people are the devil.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, they'll have white friends.
Yeah.
They'll know white people, good white people, but they'll still like, as a whole, they'll say, oh, you know, the white man is the devil. That's,
yeah.
All that is crazy to me anyway, but you know.
My producer Stacey wanted to chime in. Stacey, what's up? What you want to say on this?
Yeah, so I'm not saying that many racists. I didn't mean to say that many racists have black friends, because, I mean, who knows? But just saying that there are instances where someone, like my father's telling me an example of a KKK member he heard about who adored one of his black teachers or black professors, and he would call him on the low. But publicly...
Wow.
He was a racist, and he didn't want anyone to know that. And then even, you know, not to trivialize it, but look at the movie Roots. He spoke to slave masters. And, you know, Roots is based off of a true story, but the character Kizzy, Kizzy's best friend growing up was the slave master's daughter. And, you know, they were best friends, et cetera. But once the system got in, you know, involved in terms of, you know, whether a slave should be sold or whatever, separated from their family, this friend turned on her. So I think a lot of them are just as much, I don't want to say victims of the system, because they're making a choice to dislike a race, but, you know, they're part of the system of race, which is, again, like we've always said, it's a social construct. So, you know, race really didn't matter in America until, I forgot what century, but, you know, it was really something structured. It wasn't, it's not like when America was created, we started with, okay, you're black, you go here, you're white, you go here. Like, that whole concept is actually fairly, well, not new, but it was like in the 1800s or something, or the 1700s, when that kind of stuff started. Because really, when America started, black people, some of them were free, and there were white servants. They started making black slaves because it was easier to capture them if they were to escape. Whereas when there were white servants, if they ran away, it was hard to pinpoint who was a slave. So they made it more of a race issue because of that. So, you know, race is very complex.
Wow.
But the point is, yeah, some races can have black friends, but that to me doesn't take away from what this guy did. I still consider him a racist, even if he has a black friend. I don't care.
Yeah.
But that's
definitely
just my thought.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that insight. We appreciate it. So, real quick, before we move off of this, the judge, because his name deserves to be known, because I feel like he shouldn't even be residing over this case, but his name is James Gosnell Jr. Same person, it's being said that he was reprimanded by the state Supreme Court in 2005 for telling a black defendant 2 years prior to that, this quote, "There are four kinds of people in this world, black people, white people, rednecks, and niggas." This is a judge that said this to a defendant in 2003, and he was reprimanded for it in 2005, and he's still allowed to reside over hearings like this one.
Why would they give that judge this case?
I guess it's the state, like they are, but still, there's got to be more than one judge that can preside over this. I feel like he should be taken off of the case.
He really should. He really should.
Because he's clearly a racist.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
to be honest. Now, my take on this is this. Right? I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm not even into all of that name call. I don't get into that. It's black and white, right? Whatever. But would you agree that in America there are black people, white people, rednecks, and niggers? Like niggers.
You said, would I agree?
Yeah. When we say niggers, right? We're talking about like...
You mean like the real definition of the word? Like, that's what you
right.
mean.
And I'm not talking about being like politically correct or being extra sensitive to this. I'm talking about the fact that we might look at certain people and go, you just acting like a nigger, like for real. Or this,
mm-hmm.
this person's like a straight, you know what I'm saying? Like ignorant.
Yeah.
Right? The way that people say the word. And I understand it's a derogatory term. It's crazy, right? To even consider calling somebody that. We don't say that. But would you agree that there are people like that?
I guess to an extent.
Because if you say that there's a woman, then there are. So I'm just asking. Do you agree that there are black, white, rednecks, and niggers?
I think there are actually more than that.
I think he could have phrased it differently.
I know. I understand.
He didn't have to use rednecks and niggas. He could have.
No.
He could have used different words.
I feel like it's not even that. It's the difference being Hollywood from Brooklyn and being a judge that can send somebody away or not.
Right. But what I'm saying is the reason why I say that, right, I ask that question is because whether you're Hollywood or the judge from Brooklyn, it's a difference between stating what some might consider a fact or giving an opinion, an objective opinion, right? Now,
right.
If you say, right, there's black people, white people, and niggers, then that's crazy, right? Or you say there's black people, white people, and there's rednecks, then that's crazy. It could be seen as racist either way because you're kind of partial. What he's saying is there's black people, there's white people, there's ignorant white people, and there's ignorant
and
black
ignorant.
People.
He could have said ignorant white people and ignorant
that.
Black people. He didn't have to say rednecks and niggers. That's
right.
My point.
He didn't have to. He didn't have
but
to.
But I understood what he said.
Right. So do you think he's... I mean, I understand that he's wrong for the phrasing of it, but does that make him a racist?
I still feel the same way.
Does using that
me
word...
Me too.
One last thing.
I still feel the same way because of his choice of words.
Yeah.
If you could say that behind a bench in the court, imagine what he could say behind closed
doors.
He's
going in the house. One last thing on this. There's a firefighter who actually, well, he's a volunteer firefighter, but still. He was fired for... commenting on Facebook basically praising Dylan.
What?
Yes. Someone.
And these are the people that's supposed to save your lives.
Under a post. It wasn't even on his page, but dummy, you know Facebook shows everything. So he commented under a post, and someone realized that he was a firefighter, and they commented under. Was and said, dang, I'm trying to pull a link up, but the way this Wi-Fi is set up, basically said, call such and such fire station and demand that such and such be fired for his racist comments. And it was investigated, and he was fired because of it. Like,
as
he deserves to be fired. Like, you're a firefighter, so you feel you praising this guy for killing non-innocent people. And
innocent.
You supposed to
it's
save my
word.
Life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might come to my house and see it's burning and realize
I'm
who
wet.
I am and leave.
Let
and
me burn.
Say, oh, I couldn't,
save
couldn't
him.
Do it.
He was black.
Couldn't save him.
Wow.
I want to find this guy's name, but this Wi-Fi is not loading up. Oh, Curtis Cook. Curtis Cook, he commented, he said he needs to be praised for the good deed he has done.
Wow.
And the other guy commented under it, he said, call Curtis Cook at his home. He actually put his home phone number up there. And tell him his racist comments are not acceptable. Or call my bank fire department and tell them their firefighter, Curtis Cook, is making racist comments on Facebook and whatever else feels right to you. Be peaceful and kind, even though his ignorance is hateful and angry. And this is in Texas. This guy's a firefighter.
That's crazy.
And he was fired for that. But the world, man, this is definitely a lot of racism is definitely alive and well. But I feel
I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have one more thing to say. A lot of people want to say this guy's mentally ill, but to me, this is true premeditation because he researched what he was going to do. He talked about it to his friends, even though he was talking about shooting up a school, but he still showed some type of intent, which is a part of the requirements for premeditation. And and he also entered the church for an hour praying with these people and then turned around and killed them. So he was definitely not in his right mind in terms of, like, obviously you're killing someone, to me that's not a right mind, but he wasn't mentally insane in my opinion. Also, you all were talking about the 5-year-old that laid dead. It was actually her grandmother who laid on top of her or something, like on top of her son's blood to protect her granddaughter, the 5-year-old. So, you know, it was pretty horrific scene.
Crazy. That is crazy how the media is seeming like to try to like justify it seems his actions. I don't know. It's just is sad. But one last comment on this before we move on is I was feeling like how miserable it must be to be a racist in today's world. Like you must really hate yourself. Like, you can't go nowhere because you're just boiling inside because you see another race that you don't like, loving life, living life, and you just hating it. Like, how miserable you must be. Like, I feel sorry for you. Like, you need to get your life together.
What?
To snap out of it. Like, that's just crazy to be a racist in today's world. But they are out there. They are out there. All right, let's move on to Empire. Empire is actually, when they come back, they're going to tackle racism. And
they're
going
to what?
They're going to tackle racism in their new season. When it comes back in September, they released the casting. They're looking for actors and models and talent to play members for a scene in Chicago. They're looking for white males, 21 to 25, tattoos, blonde hair, bald heads. They want you to think the movie American History X, and it's for a scene that they're going to shoot. Pretty much skinheads. They're looking for a scene that they're going to shoot for the new season. I don't know how or why. Is it going to be like a flashback or something? I don't know, but they're going to tackle racism. What do you guys think of that?
I think it's cool. You should
cool,
go try
cool.
out, Vindal.
No comment.
Break out the mat.
Yo, let's talk about, on a lighter note, Love & Hip Hop. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Let's talk about,
first of all, who's
particular...
all these new bitches? Like, for real. I was watching this scene, and it was all three new girls. I had to change the TV and look at the info, because I didn't realize what I was watching.
I don't know who the new girls are. I only know of the girl who that's down with D'Lo Entertainment, that Ashley Nicole, I think her name is.
Oh,
no,
she's
then you got
corny.
The Waist Shaper girl. She's new.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Dom.
And the Jessica Dom girl, she's new, yeah.
And
she is new.
Tiffany Fox.
Yeah, I guess she's new.
And now this bitch got her little homo storyline. Mimi's ex-manager. That's who it was.
Oh,
it was
right.
Jessica Dom, Mimi and Nico's old manager, and the waist training girl.
And Nico's wife.
And Nico's
is
wife.
Is on there
yeah.
now. But let's talk about Young Jock, though. Is this guy not the man?
Oh,
of
let's
the
not
year,
talk about his baby mothers now.
Because
he is on there. And now his baby mother, Cena's on there. Like, what the hell?
He got,
hell?
Like,
they
five
got
baby mothers on there.
Yeah.
And they hold meetups, which is commendable. Like, power to y'all for joining forces.
Being adults.
As the baby mamas, being adults, coming together. But one of them he's actually still married to.
Mm-hmm. Jill Scott.
But no, you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
No, I definitely don't.
Oh, you don't? So you don't even know what's going on right now. But this storyline is crazier than the Erica Mena and the girl and the guy's storyline. Like, he's still married to one. They all meet together. He brings the new one to come, and she immediately goes in on the
baby mother
one,
number
Cena.
Four.
And they call him, like, baby mother number one, two, three, four. And she calls her a hoe, and then it becomes this whole big thing. And then the wife is, like, the... I don't even know. How do you explain it? I don't know.
The wife, she's still stuck on the fact that she married to him. And
right.
she's not
and
even baby mother
like
number one.
Feels... It's almost like
baby mother number two.
Like, it's almost like she still feels like she's his wife. Like, legally, yes, but she is almost like, I'm his wife, and I'm just letting him go out and do this stuff. Like, she feels
mm-hmm.
like she's at home waiting for him or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's how crazy she was sounding.
And then the baby mother, well, not the baby mother, but the other one who... when they show the scenes for next week, is probably pregnant. She starts throwing Young Jock's belongings off the balcony.
KD.
KD. Like, I don't know.
They said she had $75,000 worth of plastic surgery to look like that. Bitch, you fat.
I'm done.
She need to go get some lipo or something. This should be alright. Or lose some weight.
That's crazy.
$75,000.
Excuse me, I'm still over here coughing on my lungs.
Anyway, so the storyline is crazy because he got all his baby mothers up there right now. He went from Carly Red to KD to all his baby mothers. He's taking over Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about how Rashida went to auction off Kirk's things behind his back.
That storyline, I don't know. It seems a little... I mean, I don't believe... I feel like Love and Hip Hop, to me, it feels like one big, like, entertainment soap
Kirk.
Opera. I don't think
mm-hmm.
a lot of... I don't think any of it is, like, true to life. I feel like it's, like... written, like you said, like a script. Like, I feel like it's like a soap. And that
mm-hmm.
storyline, it just seems soap-ish. Cause
mm-hmm.
I cannot, I don't know if I'm giving Kurt the benefit of the doubt, but I cannot think that there's a man that is that crazy to be seeming like he just disrespects his wife down to the bottom.
He acts so
bone
stupid, right?
To take She's fiending to open the store, and he's like just straight ignoring that. And then he goes and buys a condo in the middle of Atlanta and have this an artist come up there who his wife never ever met, and she's the VP of the company. It just seems like.
And not to mention, they're building a house.
And they're building a house.
So they're doing all of that, but she can't have a store. You could do all that.
Right.
You could spend money on some next bitch. You could spend money on this condo. You could spend money on this house, but I can't get my store.
It just kind of seems like a good soap, a good story to run with. Like, she wants her store. Her goal is to get her store, and then she has all these obstacles in her way by her disrespectful husband.
He looks so dumb. Like, I don't even understand what's going on. I don't hear nobody playing her music or nothing. So where is they getting all this money from?
Who are you talking about? Rashida
and Kurt.
Oh.
And Ashley. Because I heard one of her songs on iTunes. No, on YouTube. That shit is horrible.
Wow. I haven't heard any of her music. Rashida is known. Like, Rashida got hits and all of that.
Yeah, but
I don't
think
she's put out
any
music lately, but
I don't hear any.
They probably played in the South, in Atlanta. Maybe.
But what happened to Carly? Is she not rapping no more? Remember Carly was trying to do music? What happened to that?
Yeah,
she probably got the
store.
Point, right? She probably got the hint. Get trash.
Crazy. So, Vanilla, I know you don't watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, but this story has to do with Love and Hip Hop, and I want to hear your opinion on it. Erica Mena and Bow Wow, they're about to get married. Erica Mena posted a picture recently, and Bow Wow wrote, "All me, top to bottom, look what I created." So one of Erica's fans said, "What you mean created?" And Bow Wow said, "Just what I said. That's all me. Look at her from a year ago to now. She dressed different, hair different, swag different. That's me. As a man, it's our job to put our woman on and up so high on a pedestal, come unreachable, boy. That's what I do. I seen something in her no one saw. Now y'all just seeing it." So, did Bow Wow create Erica Mena?
No.
I mean, if he did that, it'd be kind of weird, right? That'd be incest, I believe.
You stupid. No, he didn't create her. He just saying he got his swag up. He got her swag up.
I know, basically. But you know what? I feel like that. I don't know.
I feel like
I think he's trying to make him a J-Lo because he can't get J-Lo, so he's trying to make one.
I just feel like if I was Erica, I feel like Erica should be insulted.
Yeah, highly offended. Highly offended.
Because Erica, we know Erica. She's been on Love and Hip Hop, and as far as I've been following Erica on Instagram, I don't see a difference in what this picture is compared to her picture
she
posted
more makeup
3 years ago. I don't see no difference in Erica. She Erica been bad. Erica been dressing crazy. Erica been looking good.
I don't know about Erica been bad, because when she first came on Love and Hip Hop, she had a body like a boy. She ain't have no ass.
Wow. I didn't know.
I mean, she's always been pretty, but her
body
wasn't
like
on point like it is now.
So are you saying Erica Mena's body is fake? That's what you're saying?
It is. What you mean? She ain't have no ass.
You gotta go
back to season two or whatever, whenever she came.
I'm gonna have to
she
go
have
back
no
and
ass.
Look and see, because I remember Erica looking this way from the time I knew her.
No,
her
she,
first
her ass
time.
Is fake.
Wow.
She didn't
That's
have no ass. She got ass when she got with Sin. That's when she went and got her beauty done.
Damn.
I paid attention to all of that.
Wow.
Which made her even badder. But, yeah, she ain't have that. She always had them titties from day one, but not that ass.
Wow. Well, to them, I guess Erica isn't offended. She posted a Happy Father's Day picture for Bow. She probably cursed him out, though, when she got home that night. I can't front know it. How Erica is, seeing how she is on TV, she probably was like, nigga, what you mean?
She ain't cursed him out. She too in love.
Yeah.
And when you in love, there's nothing wrong that that other person could do. It's like, that's how it is. She's right.
All right, moving on to Chris Brown. His tour bus rules when he has his daughter Royalty on board. Y'all ready for this? He said no drugs, no alcohol, no cursing, and no groupies when his daughter's on the bus.
Of course. Why not? Absolutely. I agree 100%. Thank you.
But know what you say.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much like a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
A lot of people feel like the standout one is the no groupies. I kind of feel like more than anything, the no groupies one is probably the biggest one. Like, all right, great. And I guess it's commendable for the, like, no cursing and drinking and stuff.
People don't understand.
Who would want
like
that around their child anyway?
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of people don't understand it though, because like, you know, they don't get all of that. I'm more proud of him, should I say, for doing the whole no cursing thing, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, how big that is to not curse around kids.
Yeah,
like, some people don't care.
I'm big on that too. Arguing, fighting, even if it's not cursing, but all of that. It should not happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or in front of kids.
They pick all that up. So I commend them for that more than anything else.
All of that. That's crazy. Alright, we got like just two more stories before we get into what blows mine, and let's talk about Miss Jackson. If you nasty, every time we post Janet Jackson stories on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends, it always explodes in a sense, kind of goes viral. A lot of people comment on the post. So Janet Jackson is about to release a new album and she's going on tour. She just released a bunch of dates and the tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow. You guys are fans of Janet? Or not?
I mean, I hope she can move like she used to.
It's funny because somebody I was with yesterday said that they don't think she's gonna dance the way she used to because she's getting up in age. I feel like she's gonna do exactly what she did before. So I bet.
But look at Michael. Michael was sick and he was still moving.
I don't feel like Janet to me, just looking at her performances, her choreography is never the, like, it doesn't involve the legs a lot. Janet Jackson's choreography, I feel like, is more arms and hands than anything, and is real intricate. I don't feel like that affects, no matter how old you are, I feel like she should be able to still do that same old choreography. It's not like she's out there doing the running man and, like, getting on the floor and, like, you know. She's doing, like, hands.
Well, she's going to have to because that's what they're doing these days.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I think I want to go see it. But the thing is, she don't have no New York dates yet. I don't know why. If they're going to happen.
New York.
But
if she comes to New York,
right,
you know
now,
where she's going, right? If she comes to New York, she's definitely going to the Barclays.
You think? It's going to be big, right? Like Janet Jackson in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Like, that's going
to
be epic. She's
going to
probably have to do, like, 3 dates there, I think.
If she comes to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Everybody going to be there with their poetic justice braid?
Wow.
She would have to do, like, 3-4 dates there. Kevin Hart, I'm actually going to see at Barclays next month. He got 2 dates there. 2 nights in one show. 2 shows in one night. That's unheard of, like, in a giant-ass stadium, not stadium, but arena, whatever you call it.
I wish I could see it. I'm not going to be here, so. I'm going to be on the west side, yeah.
But Fashasta, lucky you. fresh shots to Janet Jackson, though. Her new album is, I think it's called Conversations in a Cafe, and the world tour is called Unbreakable World Tour. So we'll look out and see if she adds
That's
some
cute.
New York dates.
Conversations
to the mix.
In the Cafe.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, Janet Jackson thing is she's going to be honored at the BET Awards.
Oh, she is. Speaking of the BET Awards, I didn't even know this shit was next week. Like, usually you hear more hoopla. The show is next Sunday, 7 days away, and I haven't seen a poster, haven't seen a commercial. Have you guys?
No.
I think I did see a commercial. Tracee Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson are hosting it, right? I believe. I think if that's the commercial.
See, I didn't even know who was hosting. I don't know who's performing. I didn't even know Janet Jackson was being honored.
Relax. Get out of here. Relax.
I'm just saying, I usually hear about these things.
Say,
it's usually more.
You was at a show just now.
It's usually more hoopla, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But, fresh up to that.
Maybe it is, honey.
Being on it. The very last thing, MJ, I know you would love this and could relate to this. Not love it, but, would you guys believe that parking fines is New York's bread and butter?
Yes.
In 2004, is the bread and butter. In 2004, they issued 9.4 million parking tickets, raking in $546 million in fines.
Including my money.
I definitely received a ticket or two. In 2014.
As a matter of fact, I went to traffic court the other day for a parking violation that I got, and I beat it. Let me tell you the situation. I parked inside my building. One day I left out, well, let's start from the beginning. One day I left outside and I saw this man changing the sign. I had a little conversation with him because I was curious to know, how do you get that job just changing parking signs? So he was like, you know, it's not always this easy. So a few days later, I get a ticket from parking there. And I went to court and I fought it and I showed the judge. But when the judge looked on Google Maps and all of that, it was a different sign there.
Wow.
It was a sign that said no parking. And then it was a sign that had the street cleaning rules. And when I parked there, I didn't realize that on the side where my car is at, it said that I could park there. But on the other side of the sign, when you're walking, it said you can't park there. So there was two different things on one side, on one sign, rather. Sorry.
That's
which is confusing.
Thing, that's the thing with this, why it's their bread and butter, because a lot of people wouldn't go to the extent of what you did, Ms. Judy. They just take it and pay it or not. And then either they paying it and the city getting the money, or they not, and then they end up getting pulled over later and go to jail and have to pay something anyway. But a lot
not
of people would just pay it and go away.
They have a new rule. Well, I don't know how new it is, but you can't drive in the bus lane unless you're going to make a right. And they caught me twice with that. And I was just too lazy to go and fight the tickets, because that's what they depend on. They want you to be too lazy to fight the tickets because you got to work. And I just paid them.
Whoa.
Not to mention the people who let the ticket add, you know, the money. The more you wait, the higher the ticket goes. So you could start at 115 for a ticket, and then next thing you know, you're paying 165 because you let it, you know, go for so long.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
But no, you could believe this is there.
Yeah.
The way they're making this much money, though. Like,
that's crazy. I get it.
Not to mention when they tow your car. And remember when I told you about the score floor, when they come and put the yellow thing on your tire?
The book.
Yeah.
Yep, that too. You got to pay just for them to come and do that.
Or you just drive and make it break off by itself. Nah.
I'm about to just call Accessoride. I'm going to try to get me an Accessoride and see if I can
You're actually maybe in luck, Ms. Judy. The reason why I even brought up this whole, aside from the $546 million going in New York's pockets, but there's a group of guys who created an app called WinIt, W-I-N-I-T, and it's a new app that will help you fight your parking tickets. They'll fight it on your behalf because you might not have time. Like you said, you got to go to work. So all you got to do is download this app, WinIt, and just take a picture of the parking ticket, the front and the back, and you fill out a little information and you submit it. Now, if they fight it for you, they're lawyers, and it could be any little thing. I didn't even know if there's a typo on it, it's cause for dismissal. If it's something as little as a typo, that's crazy. You know, a lot of people
don't
even know that. So it could be anything, a technicality or just a typo, and they will argue it and they'll get it dismissed. Now, if they get it dismissed for you, they get 50% of what the summons was. Now, it's not clear whether you're paying that or if they just getting it, because I don't know, from the city, I don't know. Maybe you're paying it, but I guess that's still a win, because instead of paying 100, you're paying 50.
Right. But this is what I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
That's true as far as you saying, like, if there's a typo, it's true. Even as far as moving violation, I had a moving violation twice, and I beat the case twice because the officer wasn't on point in his report. Like, say, for example, they say the incident occurred on April 12th in their report and the incident occurred on April 13th. That's an automatic dismissal. So that could be true.
That's crazy. So if they don't get this dismissed, then you just pay it and let it be. So take your chances. And since they launched this in March, they dismissed nearly 50% of the parking tickets from people. So I'm sure
you
might want to get this
out. No, you still got to come out your pocket. Versus you just going to the court with your evidence and saving
and
money, or you wasting the time.
50. Well, no, but some of you got to work, like you said. Some of you got to work. It's like you can't do it.
Well, it must work. I saw their interview on TV the other day, so it must work. I don't think they're going to go on national TV and talk about an app that they hasn't been successful. So, kudos
for them. All right, so let's get into what blows mine before we get up out of here. Let's get that theme music popping off.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it. And
6 6 7 1 6 8
you've been related to what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mind is the part of the night where we encourage everybody to tell us that one thing that gets under their skin. So call us up, 646-716-8544. If you want to line up, really just press 1. Or write us, text us, Facebook, whatever. Miss Judy, let's start with you.
What blows mine is people that steal.
You said that last week.
Somebody stole something else.
Wow.
Don't ever make me laugh like this on the radio again. Yeah, I said that already? All right, because I was thinking about something. You gotta have to come back to me.
Wait, I'm sorry, my headphones fell out. What did you just say? My ear thing. I didn't hit you.
But you sat right next to me. You ain't hear what I said.
I didn't hear you. You too far.
I'm too far. So what happened when your headphones fell off? You just went deaf? Like,
yeah, I got to like bend down and pick them up. Like,
anyway, I said, go to one of y'all because I don't know. I got to think about it.
Oh. So one thing that blows my mind is people who can't just give straight answers. Like, you ask somebody a yes or no question, and they got to say a whole something else instead of just saying, it's just a simple yes or no. Or let's just say you ask somebody for directions for somewhere, and they decide, instead of just saying, or asking them, better instance, how far something is. Like, I asked somebody before, like, how far is the venue from the house? And they say, like, instead of saying, like, 20 minutes, they'll say something like, it's over there where that new stop sign was put up at, or something. Like, what? Like, just 20 minutes, 30 minutes. That blows mine. OD.
Yo, nah, you know what blows mine?
What blows yours?
Because you're talking about that right now. What blows mine is people who tell you, like, they'll tell you things, and it's not what it, like, people that's not literal about what they're saying, right? I get to talk to this guy. He goes, so I guess the driver's asking him, like, where he's going. He said, I'm going to get some food, right? One, it's like, the food is literally at the next light, one light this way, and then you got to come back one light the other way to go to somebody else's house that he's going to, like, pick something up from, right?
Right.
Go that one light over. He didn't tell us that it was a highway stop, like a highway light. On
wow.
top of the fact, you have to turn in and go about six blocks into the exit.
Wow.
It's like, that's definitely not one light. Like, I'd have been upset. I'd have had to say something to the driver.
Yeah.
He didn't care. So it's like, whatever, you know.
To piggyback off of that, exaggeration blows
yes.
mind. And
oh,
exaggeration
God.
Could go both ways. It could go where you're saying too much or too little. Like, oh, it's going to just take me 1 minute. Nigga, that was 10.
Oh,
so,
yes.
That's a blow. People who
I'll
exaggerate,
be there 5
like,
minutes.
And it's like,
all the people that put them parking on the
I'll be
bridge.
Exaggerating like that. I exaggerate like that. Like, I might just cross the bridge and be like, I'm in Manhattan right now, knowing that my house is right next to the bridge.
What you said, Linda?
I'm downstairs looking for parking.
Right. I'm here.
You know
already.
What blows mine? When people, like, right, my cousin does this all the time. Fast shots to BK Nate. I don't know if you're listening, but this nigga will call me and tell me I'm downstairs. Just because in the history, I may have had a time or two where I took longer than usual to come downstairs.
What?
But that doesn't mean that that's
going to
be. That doesn't mean that that's going to be every time. So don't tell me you're downstairs just because you know this nigga going to take like a good 15. So let me tell him I'm still 2 exits away. I'm going to tell him I'm downstairs because on a good day, I'm coming right down. And then I'm standing there waiting. And you're not there.
And what's wrong with waiting?
What'd you say, Vanilla?
How many times
I
did
said,
that
happen? What you said?
How many times has that happened to you?
You mean when he told me he was downstairs and he wasn't, or when I took longer than
usual? When he told you he was downstairs and you went downstairs and had to wait, how many times that happened?
A lot. Every time lately.
And how many times has
like
you been
five.
Late? A lot.
Exactly. Listen,
a little bit.
Don't
I'm surprised you be here on time.
Don't try to misguide the people that listen to Hollywood and Friends, okay?
A little bit.
Over time.
Nah, but look, the thing is, I think I'm getting better with in terms of being on time and not being on time. What I like to do, like, Ms. Judy, if you come and pick me up, I'm going to tell you, let me know when you get off the exit. You let me know when you get off the exit. I can time in my mind. Because nobody's ever ready to just walk out their door, no matter what they tell you.
Nobody
like,
in your family.
Nobody's ever ready. Look, I could be dressed. I could be fully dressed and all that, and there's still at least two things I need to do before I walk out the door. I'm not just going to – nobody, I don't care who you are, is ready to just walk out the door when the person calls. You got to grab your key. You might have to pee last minute. You might want to go grab a drink of water real quick. Like,
I'm telling you, that's only your family.
I gotta do is put on my shoes. That's it.
Right. Look, but no need to put on his shoes.
His heels.
Nobody's ever.
His Prince heels.
Yep.
To walk out the door on time when a person say. But yeah, that blows me. But Noah, what else? What you got? Anything, Miss Judy? What you got?
I had one, but you was for so long, I forgot.
Oh.
I have a what blows mine.
Oh, Stacey got one. Let's go, Stacey.
One, you know you've gotten better, but let's not be brand new about that kid.
Exactly.
He's gotten better, though, but I was like, what? And I'm always ready when someone calls. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. No, but
the exception.
I'll be waiting outside for people. But what blows mine is I sent this via message, but I was saying forgetting to put my pants on when the delivery guy knocked on the door. I have no idea why that happened.
No, ain't no such thing. Y'all need to forget to put your pants on.
I was like, I hope I hit on time.
Let me tell you what that's about. Let me tell you what that's about.
I can't believe I did that, though. He's
so carnal. Listen, Stacey, I'm going to tell you what it is.
You were trying to get him in.
Oh, no.
You know what it is? I think
what is it?
I think Stacey watched a lot of movies. You know, and the scenes in the movies go a certain way.
The damsel in distress.
Right? So you probably, deliver it. Oh, you have a pizza? Is that how it's supposed to go?
Yeah, maybe
I have your pizza, Miss Brewer.
Oh my goodness! How do you forget to put your pants on?
Would you like me to set it on the table for you?
No, with extra sausage, right? You asked for.
Oh my God! Extra sausage.
Wow.
Anyway, that's what blows my mind.
No, but actually, to piggyback off of that, when it comes to dressing, this happens to me often. When I get dressed so fast, I don't realize I put my drawers on wrong.
Wait, what?
I put my drawers on inside, like on the wrong side sometimes, and then I get to work or wherever I got to go, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got my drawers on inside out.
That happens.
Wow.
Wow. I can't say that has ever happened to me.
You know, it's a little more legit for women, though. It's a little more legit for women because y'all don't have as much cloth to give y'all a guide a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing what's going on. But as far as guys now, it's a different thing. Like, we got, so it's different for us.
So do y'all not have, is the panties you wearing, do they not all have, like, oh, no, the tag be on the left sometime or the right, I guess.
Sometimes
like, guys are just always in the back.
Well, it depends, like, because if I'm in the dark or something, like, say I'm leaving my honey house, it's like 5 in the morning and it's dark. I'm not going to turn the light on, to disturb him. I'm just going to get dressed and be like, I'll see you later, whatever. But you can't see no tags. Like, there's nothing to see.
Shout out to MJ.
Especially if you have on granny panties. No, I'm joking.
Shout out to a real MGP that's willing to leave 5 o'clock in the morning without turning the lights on.
Right?
What?
Right? What's the hand clap for
you're the real MVP, he said.
Wow.
Some women don't understand the value of leaving 5 o'clock in the morning without turning the lights on.
Yeah, because that's I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me.
And without a nigga having to call you an Uber or something.
All right, so what blows my also is people that come spend the night and they don't know how to leave.
Oh.
Or it wasn't necessarily clear whether they were staying the night or not, and you kind of like,
we gotta have that conversation. Like, so, what time you think you want me to call a cab? Because I don't know. I don't want you out of the way.
Right, no, like, well, my whole thing is this. Like, one time I had to, you know, really front like I was going shopping because this guy was just not getting the point.
Wow.
Like, you know, I had to pick up my phone. Like, what happened? Damn, bitch, I'm coming. You need to relax. Look, my sister's rushing me. I can't, you know, or you just get up. Start blasting the music, you know. Start, yeah, I'm going out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Shout out to those who know they gotta go.
Right. You gotta put that in the before they even get there. Just put it out there, like.
How long you staying?
Make it clear. How long?
Look, so what you about to do?
Or just lie, make up plans, like in general, like because I got somewhere to go at like 7. Just so you know.
Nah, so avoid all that. Just play the music or start getting dressed. Like, yeah, I'm about to go meet my friends and shit. What you about to do?
I'm gonna wait here till you come back. Yo, one last thing that blows mine, because I live in New York City Housing Authority, and housing, when you wake up in the morning, this is only something that happens in housing, I believe. I don't think this happens in like landlord places. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know, but. Wake up to no water or wake up to only cold water.
Oh, my God.
Like the struggles. Now I got to not get dressed or wait around and be delayed because without notice, y'all niggas want to cut off the water. Like, who does that?
There's some plumbing issue. No water? Nothing?
No water. There's some days where there's no water for 8 hours from, like, 7 a.m. to like 4 p.m.
That's crazy.
The powers of New York City Housing Authority, which I can't wait to get out of.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
That sounds real cool,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes they give you right. It sounds like I live in like slum village.
The third world.
Nah, but
yeah.
That's real.
Oh my fucking legs.
What's funny is I don't even live. Where I live, I don't consider it the projects. It's not necessarily the projects, but it's still New York City Housing Authority. Projects are like the buildings where they all look the same, and it's like a bunch of them, and it's like a maze to get through. That's the projects. I don't live in the projects, but it's still the slums, for lack of a better word, and they still can F you over without notice. The elevators... go out or all cold water. Shit like that happens in New York City Housing Authority. I know there's too many people who can relate. That blows my mind. So, if you guys don't have anything else, we'll wrap this thing on up. I guess not.
Nah. Well, blows mine is the Bronx. Yo, let me tell you something.
The Bronx?
The Bronx is crazy.
The whole borough.
Let me tell you. I went to go wash my clothes the other day at the laundromat, and the fucking laundromat was burnt down.
Wow.
Then I'm like, all right. So the next day, I go to the nail salon to get my nails done. Somebody broke in the nail salon, stole all the machines.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, the Bronx is blowing mine.
You know what blows mine?
What?
People without I don't know what the word to say is, but people without tax is the only thing that comes to mind. But
taxes?
Hollywood, that's a tax. Right?
Oh.
TPCT.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, we were we were at a place not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And you remember it was an event, but it was the way things were going was crazy. It's just like it's a wedding, right? You got a wedding, but at the wedding that you playing like, you know, these hoes ain't loyal. At a wedding, you know what I'm saying? You got
right.
Now, like at the wedding, things is just not appropriate for the event.
Right, and right, crazy. Right.
That
right.
Definitely blows my mind because I'm just sitting there like, who?
How you gonna play these hoes ain't loyal at a wedding?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Think of that, and in any instance, it's the what's
it's
going on or the music is not appropriate for the time or the topic.
Like people just get playing a little bit more, playing things out a little bit better.
Well, that's
yeah.
the DJ's fault.
I guess
it could be,
but
or it could be
it depends
the guest
on if you have,
too. Sometimes
imagine if you have at the wedding, you have a video presentation for your wife, and you show a picture that y'all two together from the time when y'all was dating. You play
that's the
track.
First dance that's husband and wife. These hoes ain't loyal.
Right.
These hoes ain't loyal. My first dance I want to be is that Happily Ever After by Jodeci. Is it? Or Case? Who is that? I think it's Case, right? Who is it? The one you like is what I did today. That was Case, right?
Case.
Right,
so imagine, it's like a wedding, and you got a house band for let's just say it's like a funeral, and they singing like Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mother's Day. Like, they're playing a song for Mama at a funeral.
They should
like
just be playing Gangsta Lean. Gangsta Lean and I Miss You and all that sad music.
I don't like sad music. I discovered gospel more. I would rather listen to gospel than listen to, like,
sad
music. Like, Lift Me Up. Like, my sister be doing that. I won't put on blast, but if my sister's feeling down, she's playing, like, every sad song in the book. And I'm like, I would rather play some, like, Listen Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance. Listen to something, like, to build you up. Why would you want to, like, dig yourself down in the deeper somber, like...
Like when my honey get in the car and I'm mad at him and I listen to Mad Keisha Cole and K Michelle.
Oh my God.
K Michelle and Keisha are the two favorites.
No.
Like, turn this shit off.
And Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh yeah. Jasmine too. Discover gospel, people.
I'm just like, why are they making me? Yeah, this person is probably gonna hate this if she's hearing this right now. But I know this girl who, she went through it, and she was playing music. I guess, like, she was blasting music for, like, 3 days straight. And she said her brother had to come and ask her, like, yo, are you okay? Like, is everything good? Like, her brother
right.
said, he came and asked her, like, yo, is everything good? Because you've been, like, you know, playing sad shit for the past week. Damn it.
Right.
That's crazy. But, yeah.
That shit is just
going to
do nothing but make you sadder.
Yeah, exactly. Because now you're going to be thinking
right.
about all the things they're saying.
Right.
I'm not
point?
Even
going
to front.
There'll
be times when a song will come on right in time for the exact way that I feel. Like, for instance, I was messing with somebody and we was friends before and we broke up. So when we started messing around, we broke up, you know, whatever. So Trey Songz had came out with that
oh,
and I can't believe me in it. Whatever that shit was.
Yeah.
And it was exactly how I felt. So it's not like, you know, it makes you feel sadder. It's just that the person could relate to these lyrics. and that's all that it really is.
It's one thing to play it once, twice,
right.
maybe even five times, but to
right.
play this 5 days,
right? You can you could, you deserve twice. Or every
Wait,
so often.
We said she was 5 days. She was listening to the song.
Like three or four days. She said she was listening
straight.
To like bad music. Yeah, Keisha Cole, straight.
That's just what girls do. Like I'm like that too. I listen to the same album for months.
Listen, y'all don't want to know what we listen to when we breaking up. Y'all don't want
to
hear that playlist.
Those are
C's on that one. I remember when I had broke up with my daughter's father, I used to pass by his door because he lived in the same area where I lived, in the same building or whatever. And I used to hear him playing Usher and Donnell Jones.
Oh, he cared about you.
Funny.
I said, I left my baby girl a message.
Yeah. All the time with the Donnell Jones. Like, relax, calm down. I'm pregnant with your baby. I don't want to be with you right now. Yo, it was just too much. I was so cranky, but he used to be so hurt.
Sad music is not the move when you're sad, the moral of the story.
I mean,
try to listen to something to lift yourself up.
No, you have the people, like I said, people listen to music that they can relate to, with the lyrics that they can relate to.
I guess the point is to ring you all the way out. Hang you up to dry. That's the point.
You need to listen to.
You must have never had your heart broken before.
Who that?
Oh, that's not true.
If you ain't, if you don't know.
That's not true.
So,
but again,
for you to be an artist, you should know that music helps your sanity. Like,
exactly,
it really helps.
Music helps. Don't let it bring you down more. Let it help you back up.
It's sad or not?
Too much of anything is not a good thing. That's it.
I don't know about 4 or 5 days. Maybe. I'm not.
Because you went from being sad to depressed now because you reflecting and ringing all this shit out in this sad music. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to take yourself further down into the darkness. Into the abyss of darkness. Hey.
Now you wish your whole summer.
Turn up.
Well, anyway, me personally, I listen to stuff that could relate to my situation at the time. That's it. I can't speak for everyone else.
Well, here's a tip. You can do that, but listen to some gospel too. I'm gonna just tell you that. Some uplifting. It'll help you out.
I'd rather.
To help you.
Dang.
Speaking of, I know we're going to play a song out. I don't know if we still got this, Stacey. Do we got that I Love God song? That Erica Campbell joint? We can end on that note. While we get that set up, facebook.com/HollywoodandFriends, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Miss Judy, let them know where they can find you.
Wow, why you can't just say it for me? You know I hate saying it.
At Miss Judy with the double D's everywhere. Judy P on Facebook. Are you on Snapchat yet?
I don't have double D's. Why do you keep saying double D's?
You don't have the double D's, but your name. But no, let them know where they can find you.
Vanor Music. At Vanor Music. VENORMUSIC everywhere.
Everywhere, at I Am Hollywood, everywhere, Hollywood, spelled with a 2 I, I mean, I-E, not Y. I Am Hollywood and Y on Snapchat. Fast shout out to everybody who always listen. I be getting, like, random messages from people after the show about they maybe missed the show or they listened or whatever. So fast shout out to everybody, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all that. It's appreciated. Our producer Stacy for always holding it down. Hampton Blue. And that's it. Oh, this Wednesday I'm co-hosting on with Manny Miz on his radio show Wednesday night. I believe it's at 6. But Yeah, so we out of here, though. We're going to get into some gospel, what you ladies should be listening to when y'all feeling down. And now, Erica Campbell, I love God, trap gospel. And we out of here. See y'all next week. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day.
Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.